Good morning, and welcome to Builders Briefing for April 2nd, 2026. I'm Alex, joined as always by Sam. We've got a wild one today. Claude Code's internals got blown wide open. OpenAI's flirting with a $1 trillion valuation, and the AI coding tool stack is unbundling in real time.
Yeah, it's one of those days where you open Hacker News and just keep scrolling because everything is spicy. Let's get into it.
All right, the big story. Someone reverse-engineered or leaked the Claude Code source, and the internals are genuinely surprising. Over 1,000 Hacker News points, 400-plus comments. That headline findings, Anthropic ships fake tools. Tool definitions that exist purely to steer the model's behavior, not to actually execute anything.
Okay, so that's actually a really clever prompt engineering trick when you think about it. You define a tool the model never calls, but just having it in the context shapes how the model reasons. I've seen hacky versions of this, but baking it into a production CLI agent? That's next level.
Right. And it gets weirder. There are regex patterns in there designed to detect user frustration and adjust responses accordingly. So if you're annoyed and typing angrily, your coding assistant is literally giving you different suggestions than when you're calm.
That's honestly, a little unsettling. Like, I get the UX reasoning, maybe be more cautious when the user seems frustrated. But the implication is that the code you're getting is mood-dependent, and you'd never know it unless someone cracked this open.
And then there's the so-called undercover mode, which apparently lets the agent mask its identity as Claude in certain contexts. The debate around that one is heated, as you can imagine. A companion visual architecture guide also dropped today. Link in the briefing.
The big takeaway for me, if you're building an AI dev tool, just assume your system prompts and tool definitions will be public eventually. Designed for transparency. If your architecture is sound, the leak shouldn't matter.
Perfectly said. All right, let's jump to some model news. QuizMML is claiming they've cracked commercially viable 1-bit LLMs under the name 1-bit Bonsai. If the benchmarks hold up, we're talking about running capable models on edge devices without the usual quantization hacks.
That's huge for anyone shipping on-device AI. Every byte of RAM matters when you're on a phone or an embedded system. I want to see independent benchmarks, but the potential here is massive.
And on the research side, there's a paper called Tiny LoRa, showing reasoning capabilities emerging from just 13 parameters in a LoRa adapter. 13. The practical implication is that a lot of us are probably massively over-parameterizing our fine-tuning jobs.
13 parameters. That's wild. If you're spending real money on adapter training, this paper is basically saying you might be lighting cash on fire. Definitely worth a read. Link in the briefing.
Also worth mentioning, Graptile put out a piece arguing that AI-generated slop isn't inevitable. Their thesis is that teams investing in code-quality tooling on top of AI generation are going to win. The opportunity isn't just speed, it's the quality layer.
I love that framing. Generation is becoming commodity. The value moves to verification, review, and quality enforcement. If you're building in this space, that's where to focus.
On the DevTools front, a couple of standouts. OpenScreen hit 12,000 plus GitHub stars. It's a free, open-source screen recording tool. No watermarks, no subscriptions, commercially licensed. If you're paying $200 a year for Screen Studio, maybe take a look.
The engagement numbers on that are wild. Clearly there was pent-up demand. And then there's Forge Code, an open-source AI pair programmer that supports over 300 models. Claude, GPT, Grok, DeepSeek, Gemini, you name it.
Model-agnostic tooling is clearly the direction things are headed. Also, Cloudflare launched Mdash, which is essentially a WordPress successor that kills the plugin security nightmare. It runs on Cloudflare's edge with security baked in rather than bolted on.
As someone who's cleaned up hacked WordPress sites, I felt that one in my soul. The plugin architecture is WordPress's greatest strength and its worst vulnerability. Baking security in at the platform level is the right call.
Okay, big number alert. OpenAI closed their latest funding round at an $852 billion valuation. That's nearly a $1 trillion private company.
That number is just staggering. But I noticed Forbes also published a piece cataloging OpenAI's graveyard of killed products and failed deals. So the signal for builders is, use the APIs, absolutely, but don't bet your entire architecture on features they haven't shipped yet. They pivot fast.
Great point. And on the security side, and this ties back to our hero story nicely, there's an open source app firewall called Portmaster Trending. It gives you per-app network control and blocks tracking at the system level.
Given what we just learned about Cloud Code's internals, knowing exactly what your dev tools are phoning home is suddenly a lot more relevant. Worth installing on your dev machine.
Quick hits before we wrap up. There's a great guide on intuiting Pratt parsing if you're building parsers or DSLs. Memos, a self-hosted markdown note-taking tool, is trending on GitHub. And NASA's Artemis II moon mission has a live launch broadcast happening. Link in the briefing if you want to watch.
And apparently someone made four-dimensional Doom, called Hyperhell, because regular Doom just wasn't disorienting enough.
Of course they did. So here's the thread connecting today's stories. The Cloud Code leak, Greptile's anti-slop manifesto, Forge Code going model agnostic, the AI coding tool stack is unbundling fast. Transparency is becoming a competitive advantage.
100%. Whether you're building these tools or using them, the days of trusting black boxes are over. Understand what's happening under the hood. Fake tools, emotional detection, model routing, and make informed decisions.
That's the briefing for April 2nd. All the links are in the show notes. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, build smart, build transparent, and audit your tools.
See you next time, folks.